Chapter 11. The Mountaintop. Day 24. There is no need to justify anything anymore. Those days have finished. The excuses you have made for not having been where you think you should be, not having arrived yet, are finished. You stand before yourselves today, just as you are. And in this very moment you have made a claim of your independence from all the attachments of this world that would hold you back from claiming the kingdom, claiming the truth of who you are. Now the identity you hold has been molded in a higher way to claim the truth of yourselves. That has been the ambition of this text thus far. And as the mold was set, mankind aligned and said, I know, I remember, I have said yes to my own claim of worth in knowing I am here. Now where do we go? Up the mountain again, and the climb is vast. And as we reach the peaks, the air becomes more refined. The things below seem small, but the way down seems awfully long, and the feeling that this may be a precarious climb may come to you and ask you to sit and wait until the thaw, until it is safe to commence again. We will promise you this. You are as safe now on this journey as you have ever been, and it's just as easy to trip over your feet on the first leg of a journey as the last. So we will say this, trust yourselves and trust what comes. When you trust what comes, you go into an agreement with a future that is trustworthy. When you trust what comes, you create the opportunity to traverse a landscape without fear. When you trust what comes, you claim freedom because you are unafraid. The actions you take now on your own behalf, from now until the end of time, are logged, in a way, in your memory. And the ideals you hold, the things that you believe in, will be mistaken, at different times, for things that have operated in trust. In fact, when you have an experience, and you create an ideal around the expectation of the experience, you are not operating from memory. You are operating from assumption. It should be this. It should be that. The days of should must be left, and for one reason only. The shoulds that you hold, in all cases, are predetermined by historical data, and the freedom you have, now and forever, as the truth of who you are, is to claim anew. Anew is the word. To claim anew simply means you are not prescribing your life to what your life has been. And the challenge of this, we understand well, is that you are still facing all of your old creations. The pots and pans in the kitchen, the desk at work, the clock on the wall that says it is time to go. You still face these things. How am I a new woman? How am I a new man? I still have bills to pay. Here we go. On this day I choose to realize that all the reflections before me are malleable to consciousness. Everything I see before me may be transformed in a higher way as I claim my truth. And I no longer need to seek solace in what was to claim my truth now. As I claim my truth now, I align to what is new in this very moment, and my perceptions, even my perceptions of what has been, will be called into a new ideal. I am a free woman, a free man, and I know who I am. This is said by you in the face of challenge, because the assumption that because something has been there, it must stick around is a foolish ideal. Because it was there once meant that, once upon a time, it was not there either, so one day it will not be there again. The congratulations we offer you are in the face of change. Now you like change when it suits you. I got the raise at work. I bought the thing I wanted in the store to replace the thing I don't want anymore. I like that change. What you don't like as much is what challenges the foundation of what you have counted on to deliver you from fear in the past. And what you have used to deliver yourself from fear in the past has been other things than what may be claimed by you now. I know who I am is a claim of truth and, as we have said so far, the divine self can hold no fear. Because she holds no fear, she does not require to protect herself from it, because that would be an engagement with fear itself. The assumption is that at a certain level of vibration, there is no fear, and that is actually true. But the argument for fear, you need this or that to be safe, can be heard even from the peak of the mountain. Come back down where it's safe. You will be protected by your fear. What fear has wrought in your own lives will not be perceived by you while you are embodied as a human being. Because the human condition has been in fear for so very long, you cannot see the permeations of it in every aspect of your life. But we will say, this does not oblige you to it. Because you lived in a town where there was rancid water, and everybody drank the rancid water because it was the only water there, does not mean that there isn't a place that could serve you fine water, but you must go there to drink it. If you wish to visit your hometown and imbibe the rotten stuff again, it is still there for you. But at the high peak, what you may take and agree to is high. Now, when you have a high vibration, you claim things in accord with it. And what is claimed in accord with the high vibration does not align to fear, because fear does not exist there. Paul is seeing the image of himself, sitting on a rock on a high mountain in filthy clothes. He is weary from the battle, tired from the climb. We put you in a row before we took you here, if you recall. And if you know what this means, it simply means that you are no longer wearing the garments of fear, the garments from yesterday. So, Paul, if you wish to change your clothes, you can, but they have already been changed. The light that you are has actually transformed you, but the memory of the fear and the difficulty lingers in your auric field as you clear it. The vibration that you are, and the readers of this text are, has been vastly refined. So just because you took a journey and you crawled through the mud in a couple of days does not mean the mud's still there. Fear, you see, would like to permeate you where you are at the top of the mountain, but it cannot. It cannot climb so high. It is not possible. So what it will do is say, come back. I am your friend. You need me so much. They will find you on the mountain, and you will be carried off by something or other that should make you very afraid. Underline and circle the word should make you very afraid. So if you choose to heed that call, run down the mountain for the certainty of the protection that fear would offer you, you are back in the majesty of fear and all of its creations. I am not safe. I must be trusted only by those who I know are safe, and I will not leave the certainty of my prison, because at least I know where I stand. You are given the illusion of freedom by fear in most cases. It is a trickster. To be given the illusion by fear simply means you are told you are safe. When you build the bigger bomb, you are told you are safe. When you follow the rules, you are told you are safe. When you agree to exile those in your population who you believe could be harmful, and notice that we said the word could, not were. When someone is harmful to a populace, you will attend to them in love. And underline the word love, because to understand somebody in love responds to them as the ones able to change. They may be responded to as being able to change. Your verdict that anyone cannot change is heretical, because you are God deciding for another that the act of will on your part, the act of intention on your part, is weaker than the truth of their being. Why did you say weaker? Paul is asking. I am confused. When you make a claim for another, she will not change, you are honoring your lower self, and that is always the weaker and the lower way to decide. The infinite love that in fact is the Creator may redeem anyone and anything, but not according to your journey, or your plan, or your presumption of what that must look like. There is not a man born who does not have a debt to pay from a prior incarnation or from the one that they inhabit. And the Christ that you are, the divine as you, is, in fact, the Redeemer. The knowing that who you are in consort with all that is the most powerful thing that you will ever know. So when you put someone away in anger, and you tie yourselves to them, you do not redeem them. You lock yourself right in there with them, in whatever you have claimed their punishment must be. Redemption is the ideal, but it has been vastly misunderstood by religion. You are redeemed by the renewing of your mind, yes. You are redeemed by the renewing of your heart. You are redeemed by the offering of the self to the great light of all that is. You are redeemed in your willingness to know and to serve and to be. And you are redeemed when you say, I am willing to know who I am, because that is the gateway to the truth. The gateway to the truth, in fact, is all that is needed for you to go on the journey. You are up the mountain now, yes, not to the peak, and you justify yourselves still by looking at your creations, those things you have made and agreed to, and say, so what? I will never change. At a certain level, there is an aspect of you that will never change, and that is the divine as you. Everything else is a pelt, an aspect of the material world that you are wearing or in consort with. We don't have to validate this. This is you when you look in the mirror and you see the finite self. The wrinkles on the skin, the sadness in the eyes, the bewildered look, what have I become? When you move beyond the shell to what lies beneath, there is infinite love and infinite power. And we will say this. This power is stronger than any fear you could encounter. When you bypass fear, when you climb the mountain to the heights, you are going to be encountered by its creations. It's very easy for you to say, I went on that wonderful trip, and I bypassed that country where they are always fighting. In fact, you don't bypass that country. You see that country as an aspect of you, and you understand that your participation to the violence there is the violence within yourself. And as you understand that, you release the need for it because it doesn't serve you. It is seductive, you see, when you see a fine brawl, to want to enter into the glory of the action. But the truth of who you are knows far better. Now, if you are encountering something in your physical life, it is there for you to see and to respond to the degree that you are able to through your higher knowing. Not through the old actions that have been justified by culture, but through the choice to be, to be, to be. You cannot do a damn thing from any place else but being, and how you be is how you know who and what you are. The denial of truth will always be the action of fear. We have said in texts, there is no lie that was ever told that was not told in fear. But you believe this to be only your own lies. Any lie that has been said against another, or any population, is also being told in fear. And in the rising you do, you may encounter these things for what they are. When you rise above a negative action and start agreeing to something new, you may lift many beyond what they have known. But you also may encounter the resistance to change, which is another way of saying they are trying to call you back from the new heights. We don't make you saints, you see. This is not about leaving the world. It's about being fully in the world as the true self, and in honor, not in fear, in joy, not in anger, and in forgiveness, not punishment. The requirement now at this stage of the journey is to list the things that frighten you at this juncture, to make a simple list of what you have carried thus far that you believe can never be changed. To decide for the self that all things on this list are creations of the small self, and realize at this level of alignment they are not required. We will list some things for you. The fear of poverty, the fear of inaction, the fear of death, the things you can't get past, the unforgiveness of this or that one, the fear of making a move that you know would benefit you, the fear of being loved, the fear of trusting, the fear of allowing someone in. Whatever it may be for you, we would like you to write it down. What you will write will be a list of beliefs that you are holding that you believe, in one way or another, you require. They have served you for some reason, and a reason you may never know. It's not wrong that they are there, but we will honor you in this way. They cannot come up any higher. Now, of your own will, you can do nothing with these things. If you could have, you would have done it a long time ago. Here is where mercy comes into play and grace. An understanding that the alignment you hold is your gift from the Creator as well as your birthright. If you stand before us today, we your teachers, we who love you, we who shepherd you up the mountain, and you give us this list, we will carry it for you until it is no longer yours. We will carry it for you until you forget that it was your own list. And when we take it out of our hands, it will be gone. You must understand, friends, that these things that you hold in such high fear were never real to begin with at this level of freedom. Even the body you see in its way is an illusion. It's a temporary vehicle that you shepherd through. we will carry the list, and we will love you as the list is disappeared. Paul is asking, how can you do this for us? Because we know the truth of who and what you are, because we do not lie, and we do not hold lies in our vibration. When you give a lie to one who cannot hold a lie, the lie is disappeared. The crown you receive at the top of the mountain is the crown of the kingdom. But you cannot enter the kingdom when you carry your bags of fear. We understand that, at this height, you have been through much. You have had a lifetime already of disappointment or worry or fear. So we offer you this. The kingdom, you see, has always been present. You don't have to be honored by entering. You are honored by being. You are the one that keeps you from it. You are the only one. So we are making it possible now to take you there in love and in the honor that we hold you in. There is no one who is reading this text who is not seen for who they are by those of us who scribe it. There is no one reading this text who is unworthy of the climb they have made thus far. And there is no one unworthy, finally, of the love of the Creator, regardless of what you think. Now, if you have given a list to us in your own way, we are already holding it. If you wish to do this as a ritual, that is up to you. You can imagine us before you with open hands, carrying for you the very thing you place there. But if you place it in our hands, please don't respond by tucking on our robes and saying, "Can I have it back for a little while? I think I will need it." If you do that, it is yours again. We will say this for you. You are being witnessed by the light that is within you, and you are being witnessed by the light that surrounds you. You are being lit up by the truth of who you are, and she will shepherd you forward as well. We will say this for Paul, who is questioning in the background. You are not carrying any of this. This is done by us in fullness and in full awareness of the charge we are making. We have the weight, you see. We have the light. We have the knowing to transmute fear. And if you allow us, Paul, we will transmute yours as well. But you have to be willing, and you have to understand, as does the reader, that all fear ever gets you is more of the same. The reckoning you have to stand before us, just as you are, is the reckoning of the one who says, "Yes, I am. I am willing. I am willing. I am willing." And as you do this with us, we will turn away from you for one purpose. There is a higher climb still, and we would like you to follow. The creations of mankind will be witnessed from the next plateau. The creations of mankind will need to be attended to by you, by all of you, as you traverse this next stage. If you can imagine standing on a high place where you can see all before you, you will be asked to witness all things man has known, all war, all famine, all fear, as well as joy and love and beauty. From this mountain peak, you can see it all in your mind's eye. We want you to say this with us. I see all things with the eyes of the Christ. I see all manifestations of mankind with the eyes of the Christ. I see through history. I see through time. I see through the fog of indecision and confusion to witness the light that is in all things. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I am Word through all that I see before me. Word, I am Word. You are the light, my friends, and from this high place you heal your world. God as you, the Spirit of God as you, works through you to transform and to relieve all the darkness that has been in the awareness of divine love. There is no man on this plane who is unworthy. You are here, you are being witnessed, and as you are being witnessed by us, you will witness all men. As you witness all men, you witness the creations of man, the fear, the crime, whatever you would claim as outside of the light, you bring to the light. As you lift it in your vision, I am Word through what I see before me, I see with the eyes of the Christ. You become a beacon of light that heals the world. Your incarnation at this level of agreement is a guarantee. Your freedom at this level of alignment is a guarantee. But you will not be moored by the things of this world if you are to be the light that shines on all. If you want to go back down the mountain, you may. It is your choice always. But you have come to heal the world, each and every one of you. Paul is saying, what about the one who says, I don't want to heal the world. I just want to like myself a bit more. I just want to have a nice time in life. She is on the mountainside too, doing exactly what we are describing. Her small self knows what she is in a small way and seeks solace through small things. But her divine self hears our words and says, yes, I know I am here. I know I have come. I know I have risen in joy and in love in my right to be. I am here. I am here. I am here. We are continuing in our dictation a little longer, and this is for Paul, who is wondering how long we will speak. As we have kept you so long on this plateau, we need to have a little feast with you, a little picnic if you like. If you can also understand from this mountainside with a purview of all things that there are many things that may be claimed by you in light and in joy that could not be claimed in fear, we will invite you to claim them now. When you release the fear of poverty, you give yourself permission to receive the abundance of the universe from all that is. When you have said, I am willing to be loved, you may call the lover to you. You have the right, you see, to benefit from the creations on this plane. You don't have to become attached to them, but if you can imagine that the picnic that you are about to enjoy is goodness, and what may be known to you at this level of vibration, we ask you to say yes, to begin to receive the feast that would be put before you in love, in laughter, in respect for who and what you are, for how far you have come, and what you may now claim. We will say these words with you. We see the ones before us enjoying the bounty of their world. We see the ones before us receiving the gifts of the kingdom. We see the ones before us saying yes to what they may know and receive at this level of vibration. And we see the ones before us as loved, as loved, as loved, and as knowing that they are loved. I am Word through the ones before me. I am Word through this intention. Word, I am Word. We will thank you for the day, for the fine dictation, for the receptivity of the channel, for the patience of Victoria. And as we go on in the next several days, we intend to complete our work here for this volume. We thank you for your presence. Stop now, please. period, period, period. Day 25. We teach everybody today, not just the man in the chair, what it means to be human. What it means to be human is in the fullness of your expression. All of the emotional things that you would attach meaning to are actually here to participate in your education. You come for an education in human form, to delight in the things of the world and to witness the creations of man. We want you to understand that never once do we denounce your humanity in this teaching. We elevate it and meld it and lift it to the light that it is from. We are bringing you upward, not at the cost of your humanity, but to the salvation of it. The times you live in, that you have all created, incur a feeling of fear for one reason. You have chosen, in all ways, to participate in systems of control that limit mankind's destiny. And it is very challenging not to notice these things if you have eyes and ears and ways of understanding that you are taught every day that you stand at a juncture of the end of times. We will celebrate you in these words. You are here, and you are here now, and you will be here in one form or another throughout time. But humanity's destiny supersedes the small self and the needs of the small self to be happy in her old ways. So we come now with this choice, to show you who you are so you may know and lift your world finally from its historical creations of fear. War is nothing but fear, and control, you see, is an act of fear. As you all rise, one being, one country, one species, one being to your whole selves, you create the love through the body you are in. You are the light that shines upon the darkness, and you create the kingdom through your own eyes. You bring it into being through your awareness of it. The Christ as you has eyes to see and does and does and does. Here we go. At this time in my life, after many years of wrong assumption, I make a new claim for me and my fellow man, that we will live together in an awareness of our divinity, that we will rise together in the face of war, that we will love one another in the face of cruelty. We will decide, each and every one of us, to come forward to claim the kingdom that is here, and we will share in the bounty of the light that is brought forth through this decree. We are here, we are here, we are here. You have chosen, you see, through your own intention to be liberated. You have agreed through your own recognition of your divinity to welcome others, and you have decided through the lives you will now lead to be an emissary of the truth. Underline the word truth. You are the truth, and the way, and the light. All men are as they know themselves in their truth. Never once for a moment believe that we speak of the small self this way. The small self cannot comprehend these words. To be the way means to be holding the vibration of the divine light as an emissary who will challenge the darkness by her very presence. To be the truth is the resounding song of your vibration lifted to fullness in vibration of love, the truth of who you are. I am, I am, I am. The light is here as you say yes and agree to be the one who has come for the benefit of all. We are here with you now, walking beside you, honoring you as you say yes to the call you have answered. Each one of you here has agreed to challenge fear. each one of you here has agreed to deny it, and each one of you here has been lifted through her claim of freedom. We know who you are, and as we say yes to your calling, we offer you these words. There is no one among you who will be left. We assure you of this. Those of you who read these words, those of you who may hear this voice, those of you who agree to the counsel of the true self, will be called forward in her might, in her glory, and in her love, as she can and as she agrees. We do not drag you. We make the way clear for you to step forward as you are. The light you are illumines the path, and the path itself is called forward to you as you walk it. The days of wondering why you were born have ended. The days of crying out for aid have ended, and the days of being a fool in the denial of your own worth and the worth of your fellows are gone as well. You stand before us today in honor. You stand before us today in beauty, and you stand before us today in our own awareness of your challenges, what you have known yourselves through and as. We escort you now to the peak of the mountaintop. We surround you each, one on each side, to assure your steps are being made in fullness and in safety. We agree to you as you rise up to this peak that it is safe to be here and, in fact, so safe that you would choose it over anything below. At the top of the mountain you stand on is a burning light, and a vibrant light in its fullness that is the truth of all things. On this mountaintop is a bright light that holds the answers to all questions and knows its name. I am that I am. And as you step before it, you allow yourself to be consumed by it and go into union with the divine. You are here. You are here. You are here. As you are, allow yourself to be received in union with the true light of Christ, the true I am, the great I am, the one who knows, who is, and will always be. We support you now as you disengage from our watch and bring yourself into the freedom of God itself. You are here. You are here. You are here. The love that you hold now is within your heart, and it is the love of the Creator. The eyes that you see through are the eyes that see the light in all things, and will always be so. And the heart that you have that beats inside you beats in the memory of your creation. I am here, I am here, I am here. The wisdom you require to encounter yourself from this day forward is encoded in your vibration through this encounter, so you may never be in ignorance again of your own divine worth. And the light that you are will be witnessed as you claim it. I know who I am, what I am, how I serve. As we continue on this journey with you, in our future texts, we are going to teach you things that you could not know prior to this reunion with the light you are, and prior to your engagement with the truth of all. The wisdom of the ages you see is ever-present. It allows you entry and access as you understand your own true nature. And you will be supported, we say, in your honor, in your freedom, in your worth, in your love, in your choice to be as you traverse the landscape that you have now entered. The world as you know it, has ended. And we will say this intentionally. The new world that is born as you, in your truth, will support all in their lifting. You are the vibration, the way, and the knowing that you require will be brought to you as you require it. Here we go. On this day, I agree to be in service. Fully realized in my knowing of my divine nature. And as I say yes, I am handed a paper that I will hold to my heart. And on this paper lies the instructions that I will require to honor and to be through as I require it. I understand that by holding the paper to my heart, I accept the symbol of my own knowing of my heart's worth and motive and agreement for realization. And I support myself in this engagement as I need it and as I will need it to be called forward in service. We will listen to you now, and we will honor the questions you may hold as you ask us. The light that you are is a freedom. It is not bound by time. The consciousness you are has its freedom and is not bound by time. And the questions that you may ask as you go forward in your journey will be heard and answered in ways that may surprise you. We will listen to you now as Paul has a question. What of this teaching, he says, appeals to the lower nature? I am wary of any teaching that could appeal to lower nature or tell us we are special. Understand, friends, as you are this frequency, as you have been reunited, you are manifested well above that level of choice. You have agreed in fullness to become who you are in your awareness of union, and that is the promise of this text. The small self cannot wave a flag to this elect being. She knows who she is, and she will not be tampered with. So understand, if you would, that the divine as you holds all the safeguards to allow herself her rule. The divine as you understands the small self well, but she runs the show now as she says yes, and as you have agreed to your union. He has another question, and we will take it. What becomes of us now? What does it mean to be this? What are we? You are the divine self as you. You have always been this. You have been unmasked in some ways, in your agreement to the top of the mountain peak. You make yourself visible, yes, to the high level of vibration that can only exist there, and visible to those below you, so that they may achieve their own ascension. Here you are on this day, again questioning, what does this make me? Now what do I do? Please understand, friend, that those are the questions of the small self. The small self questions, the divine knows. Go into agreement now. I know, I know, I know. And be still. Your answers will come. The journey is not ended, you see. If there were only one mountain to climb, it would be a lonely plain. You have ascended to a level of vibration through your encounter with us and these words that will serve you well. But you don't get to sit back and say, well, I did it. What's the next thing to do? You say, yes, I am here, and you offer yourself in service to the good of the whole. We remember you as you were, as you are, as you will be. And we know who you are in truth at all levels of alignment. There is no ceiling, you see. the mountaintop goes on and on in its own way. As you recover and reclaim your union, you are led by it. We will stop this dictation for the day, and we will say to Paul and Victoria, we will close soon. We will offer chapter titles as we are ready, and we will prepare this text in perfect ways for the readers to receive it. Please let us do the work that is required. We remind you of the authorship of this book. It is by those of us who claim themselves as I am. We are here, we are here, we are here. We will thank you both, and stop now, please. Day 26. We are here, we are here, we are here. And we sing your song for you on this fine day, when all things are possible. Get ready, my friends, to re-encounter yourselves in your lives. Every day is an opportunity to remember yourselves and to claim victory over the purview of the small self. The divine as you has chosen to incarnate as you, and it is the divine self who must be called on to show you the way. You are here not only for your own benefit, but for all of those you may meet and may never meet, and on and on and on and on. We sing your song for you. You are here. Now, as we resume this teaching, we want to give you a word of caution about what you must not do at this level of engagement. You must not create opportunities to set up yourself as special, or as unique, or as having been gifted with something from a higher realm. In fact, all men are endowed with this light. You simply came to the forefront to acknowledge the self and her divinity. The divine self, who knows who he is never singled out for this, because the true light that he is a humble light. It shines in great brightness for the benefit of others, not to shine for himself. So we understand your needs for an ongoing teaching that will support you in your lives. We will agree to continue to teach you. What happens next will be a very simple action on your part, and for the benefit of your own learning. We would like you to begin to ask questions of the text in the ethers. Write them down if you like, but the mental construct of the questions will become the vehicle for our next volume. We wish to show you that your creations on this plane can be transformed to a higher way, and we anticipate a vehicle that will move you and all men outside of small creations. As we have taught you, a creation is a thing brought into form, and what was brought into form in fear will have to be recreated as the vehicle you are rises in awareness. So as we continue on in these teachings, we align to you as our students to show you what you need as you require us to hear you and your questions. As we complete this volume, we want to take a moment and attend to the needs of the man who sits in the chair who says, "What an arduous journey this one was." What is not very arduous is sitting in a chair and hearing the words and repeating them. What is a challenge is leaving a life you have known and welcoming a new one in the face of change. What is a challenge for you will be the challenge for the readers of this text, who decide for themselves that this is so. This is so means you are feeling your way through the next life as the divine self, and the regard you hold to the small self who has been your benefactor in the small kingdom he rules will be seen and moved beyond as you attend to the life before you that you have claimed in your awareness of your worth. Each man you see is the king of his kingdom, a queen, if you prefer, of her kingdom. But the kingdom is the mind, and the manifestations of the mind are always outpictured before you. The divine as you lives in a high place, calls to be those things that she requires to know herself through, and claims the kingdom of the Most High in all she sees. You are the one who chooses. You always have been. The road before you still, the road before each of you, is not a rocky climb. The road before you unfolds as you take each step forward in consort with your truth. Understand this, friends. When you are in truth, you are immune to what you would call evil. And what we mean by this is the lower nature that would seek to harm. Paul is alarmed by the use of the word, so we will explain it again. There is high vibration and low vibration. Everything is born in intent. The vibration you hold now is in consort with high vibration and calls those things to you that she requires to know herself through. At the peak you stand on, where there is truth, you cannot be in consort with the low nature. And if you wish to say that is evil, we suppose you can. Here we go. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. And as I stand on this mountain top, I lay claim to the kingdom before me. And as I agree to my new life, I say yes to all that will come to me. I align to my worth. I align to all that I know to be true. And the freedom I hold as the one in choice brings me forward each day to my destiny. As I say yes to this teaching, as I lay claim to the kingdom, I support myself in the knowing that I have, that my birthright has been made in form. I know who I am. I know what I am. I am here. We sing your song for you, as we said. And as we conclude this text, we wish to honor each of you with this benediction. The road before you is not a long road. It is born in the infinite now. As you stand before us, as you stand before your fellows, you are witnessed as the divine beings you truly are. We will say yes to all that will come. We will say yes to all you may know. And as we say yes, we light the light that is the only true light, and you, as one, illumine your world. You are here, you are here, you are here. We will say thank you now, and we will say goodbye until we resume our teaching. We are pleased for your presence. We are Word. Period, period, period. Stop now, please. Epilogue, Day 27. We will say this. The text has been completed. The teaching is not completed, and any feeling you have, Paul, about an incomplete text is because there is vastly more information to come through, and very quickly. The requirement for you is to remain available as we teach, and we intend to teach as you allow us to work through you in classrooms, in seminars, in texts. At any opportunity you allow us, we will be there to teach. And for the primary reason that the students are receiving not only the information, but the attunements to the vibration we call to them for the good of all. As each man awakens, as each man comes forward to hold his own light, the vibration of this plane is transformed, and the illumination of each one of you calls forward the illumination of 1,000 more. The work we do under this name is pronounced, I am Word. But you may call the light anything you please. The distinction one makes in personality are always born in the personality self. At a certain level, it does not matter whether you call it anything at all. The sound of us is a tone, a vibration, a claim, a song that you know because it is your song as well. The vibration we hold is your own at its high octave. He is asking, high or highest? We took you up to a mountaintop. Please get used to the air. Learn what it's like to exist there for a period of time, and then look up at the sky, and we will be there smiling down and extending a hand to reach you up to the next level of instruction that may be gifted to you. Each one of you, with this book in hand, is saying, okay, did I do it right? This is your old self questioning it. The divine as you, if you allow her, will agree that you are always here, and in the knowing of this, I am here, the claim of mastery in your essence can never be wrong. We will say this for Paul. You may call this an epilogue or a postscript, but we have some instruction for you. The next 6 months for you, Paul, will be about integration of the teaching that has come forth, and you will be asked to live with it, to honor it, to be as it, as you allow yourself to be. The readers themselves will have a very similar process of integration if, in fact, they work with the teaching and the instruction as laid out. They will integrate as well at the level that is appropriate for them, at the level of consciousness that they have attained. The life you live will be transformed, yes. But don't always expect it to look like you think it should. The should is always, as we have said, the small self's indicator of a construct and expectation. The next book, which we will call the Book of Knowing Who You Are, and that's the name for right now, not the name and the title, will be gifted to you within the year. So please be prepared to work, to sit, and to say, yes, here we go, here we go, here we go, back up the mountain. Here we are with you now once again, in honor of your presence. Thank you both for your attention to these words. The reader is well aware of our thanks to her. Period, period, period. Stop now, please. Acknowledgements. Tim Chambers, Beth Grossman, Mitch Horowitz, Amy Hughes, Jeffrey J. Kripal and the Esalen Institute, Jeanette Meek, Victoria Nelson, Noah Parabo, Amy Perry, Johnny Padell, Michael Purcell, Reality Sandwich, and Allison Storm Padell. About the author. Paul Selig was born in New York City. He attended New York University and received his master's degree from Yale. A spiritual experience in 1987 left him clairvoyant. He is considered to be one of the foremost contributors to the field of channeled literature working today. Paul offers channeled workshops internationally and teaches regularly at the Esalen Institute, the Kripalu Center, and the Omega Institute. He is the former director of the MFA in Creative Writing Program at Goddard College and served on the faculty of New York University for more than 25 years. He maintains a practice as an intuitive in New York City. Information on public workshops, live-streamed seminars, and private readings can be found at www.paulselig.com.
The End. We hope you have enjoyed this production of The Book of Mastery, The Mastery Trilogy, Book 1, by Paul Selig. Narrated by the author. Recorded Books offers a wide selection of bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more.